Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. Of course, she heads up the Iowa State University Extension in Cass County. So good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kate, it's a beautiful morning and lots of people have been waiting. I think it's an appropriate time to talk about master gardeners and gardening in general.
It is definitely getting to gardening season. If you were not sick of this winter, I'm amazed. but yeah, things greening up, things starting to blossom. It's time to start thinking about gardening, thinking about what you're going to plant for this year, and thinking about what you want to try new in the landscape.
So saying new, people do have an opportunity tomorrow morning, perhaps, to pick up something new.
Yes, our master gardeners are doing their annual plant sale. Always lots of variety, something new every year. Always fun to see. These are all plants that our master gardeners and other folks around the community have dug and divided and donated out of their own yard. So they're locally grown plants. We know they do well in our climate, which is always a plus. Lots of variety. We've got some standards, like we've got lilies and hostas and things that we seem to have every year. And we've also got a few new things. We've got some specialty fern leaf peonies that will be offered for sale. We've got some rhubarb. We've got some creeping ground cover. A little bit of everything kind of at the plant sale. It does start at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning, and we do recommend that you get here early for best selection. The plant sale runs from 8 until it's sold out, but usually within the first hour to hour and a half is when a lot of the best selection is still available before everybody kind of gets their pick of what's available for the year.
And sold out usually means by 10 o'clock. So if you're not an early riser, you're going to be out of luck. And we didn't talk about prices. People probably surprised.
That's right. Our master gardeners make everything available for a free will offering. Basically, whatever you think is fair to pay for the plants is what you can take them home for. There may be a few exceptions if we have some specialty plants on the sale, just depending on demand. If we have some things that we have very limited numbers of, or if we have some really high value plants, those might be labeled, but everything else is pretty much just a free will donation. We'll also, of course, have a lot of gardening resources available if you have questions about how to plant those things. I guess something else that we should mention is our master gardeners in the last several years have started labeling all of the plants. So you'll have the plant name, you'll have the color of flower that it has if it's not currently blooming, whether it prefers sun, shade, a dry area, a little wetter area. So all of that information. And if you have questions, of course, our master gardeners will be here to answer them.
Lots of information available, and that is tomorrow morning, Saturday, 8 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center. Next thing coming up that the Master Gardeners have been busy planning is a bus tour.
That's right. Our annual bus tour is always a big hit with folks in the local area. We pick a different direction to head every year, and this year the bus is loading up and heading up to the Ames area. We'll be stopping at the Iowa Arboretum near the Boone Madrid area, and then we've headed into Ames and a couple nurseries in the Ames area, and we'll wind back down through the northern side of Des Moines and hit some nurseries there as well. We'll have a quick stop for lunch in Ames and wind up back here at the fairgrounds about 6 o'clock. The tour is set for Thursday, June 6th. And we'll be leaving here at the fairgrounds bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning. And again, like I said, we'll be back here about 6 o'clock that night.
And we need to talk a bit about where can people find more information and how soon do they need to get signed up?
We'd like to have all the registrations in by May 15th, so that's within the next week. We do have some spots available on the bus still, so we will continue to take those reservations until the bus fills. You can grab one of those registration forms off the Cass County Extension website. Of course, we'll have them at the plant sale here this weekend if you swing by and haven't been registered yet. Or you can also stop into the Cass County Extension office anytime and get registered for that bus tour. The cost this year is $55, which includes all transportation, meals, entrance to the Arboretum, and everything else.
What fun. It's just fun to visit with everybody. People have a great time on this bus trip. So, again, May 15th is kind of the deadline, but you just get your registration in. And, you know, ideas, things continue. We have Master Gardeners have a new opportunity this year, and that means other folks have a new opportunity to learn more about plants at one of our local stores.
That's right. Master Gardeners, of course, are all about education. That's the basis behind the Master Gardener program, is these are folks that are trained in gardening, and then they turn around and take that education out to the public. So we have several opportunities this year. We'll be partnering with the Atlantic Hy-Vee Garden Center, and we'll be out there for four Saturdays in a row from late May through early June, about 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll be set up at the Hy-Vee Garden Center, just answering questions for folks. We'll have a short presentation each week where folks can learn about a specific topic. We'll talk about everything from annuals and containers to vegetables to maybe planting some more of those perennial plantings in your lawn. So be watching our website, and we'll have also that information very soon posted at Hy-Vee and at our plant sale on what those topics are and how you can get to those trainings. Also want to mention that coming up, we will be offering the summer webcasts again that are presented by the State Master Gardener Program. They have a really fun lineup of topics this year. Each of these sessions is just about an hour, so you get a little bit of taste of information directly from our experts on campus. In June, we will be talking about giving your garden wings. One of our garden experts talking about pollinator garden best practices, what to plant, and how to learn more about the monarch butterfly migration. We'll be doing gardening frequently asked questions in July, from vegetables to flowers, explore the in-depth answers on frequently asked questions in the garden. And in August, we'll explore how to mix ecology and diversity, creating plant communities that mimic nature in the backyard. All of these are free to attend. They'll be at the Extension office on Tuesday evenings beginning at 7 p.m. And again, free to come out and just listen and learn. And more information on those also is going to be available at the plant sale on our website or by stopping in the Extension office.
Lots and lots of information. And we've been saying Master Gardeners, Master Gardeners, Master Gardeners. And I'm sure you get the question fairly often, and I know Master Gardeners get the question, well, what is a Master Gardener, and how do you get to be a Master Gardener?
So Master Gardeners, like we mentioned, are just basically trained volunteers who are taking the Extension mission of education of the public with Extension resources out to the public. So our Master Gardeners are volunteers who've done 40 hours of training with our university staff in horticulture. They do that through a mix of hands-on learning, online webcasts, and then a day on campus in Ames. The Master Gardener training is offered around the state every fall, and Cass County is one of the host sites for the Master Gardener training this year. So if you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener, we're still working on finalizing the schedule for this fall, but we are definitely taking applications from folks who are interested. You can visit the Iowa Master Gardener website and go ahead and sign up to express interest and get that information as soon as we have the schedule available. And we also have information sheets where you can give us your information at either the plant sale or in the Extension office to learn more about becoming a Master Gardener in Cass County. The training does cost a couple hundred dollars, but it's for 40 hours of university level education. So still a pretty good deal there, and includes all of your time on campus and all those expenses. And the program also does require that to stay active, you volunteer a certain number of hours every year. But as you can see, our Master Gardeners have a lot of things going on. So staying involved and getting those hours in is usually not a problem.
Yeah, it usually is not. Because if you are a Master Gardener, you really are interested in all of these things. And then that interest spreads like, well, what are you doing? And what's going on here? And so those hours do, in a year, 20 hours in a year, you spread that out. And there are things to do in the winter. Actually, Master Gardeners are busy in the winter as well as in the spring and in the summer. So lots of opportunities to do those hours. So Kate, let's just quickly remind folks what's happening here, starting with the plant sale.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, starting at 8 a.m. until we're sold out, so get here early, Master Gardener Plant Sale at the Cass County Community Center. And then coming up after that is our bus tour headed to Ames on Thursday, June 6th. We will also be at the Atlantic Hy-Vee on Saturday mornings from mid-May to mid-June. And then on Tuesday evenings in June, July, and August, the second Tuesday of each month, we will be hosting our summer webcast series for folks to come out and learn more about specific gardening topics. And of course, if you want to be involved in any of that, sign up for the Master Gardener Training, which starts this fall.
And always information on the website.
Yes, so Cass County Extension website, which www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. You can also just Google Cass County Extension, Google Iowa State University Master Gardeners, or if you are on Facebook, you can follow Cass County Extension, or you can even follow the Cass County Master Gardeners Facebook page for updates and events and information on all of these fun upcoming things. So we hope you will join us on one of those platforms.
Thank you very much, Kate Olson, who is the Cass County Extension Program Director. And until next time, if you're not a gardener, well, just enjoy the work and the work of Mother Nature out here this spring.